My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Hsu.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we are going to talk about 5 email marketing tips for book launches. I'll go first. Number one, this is related to bulk sales, right? So if you're going to do a book launch, if you can do bulk sales, we actually have a page up. If you go to levelingup.com/bulk, you'll see the different offerings that we have. And it's like a Vegas offering. Like our biggest offering is like, you can hang out with Neil and I, but it's not cheap. So what we did with that was we created a page and we said, there's different tiers. You pay this much for 30 books, pay this much for 1,000 books, whatever, right? But we have to use our email list for that because our email list actually knows us, right? So what we do when we promote our different types of book promotions or book launch promotions, we actually hit the list with something of value. So maybe it's some of the takeaways from our last episode talking about Clubhouse. And at the very end, we'll say, hey, by the way, we're doing bulk sales, right? So we'll try to add value, maybe 80 to 90% value, and we'll have an ask at the end. And sometimes as the bulk sale, as we're starting to reach closer to the deadline, then we'll start to make a more aggressive push there, right? But we try to lead mostly with value.
Yeah. Number two, one thing that I like doing is, and I did this, was I just hit my list 4 or 5 times, giving pieces from my book and emailing them about that and saying, if you want more, click here to order the book. By giving something away and then saying, if you want more, people then get a better understanding of what they're going to get by buying a book. It's kind of like doing a preview, but instead of giving a chapter, take away paragraphs or tips or strategies, put them in there, like in 4 or 5 paragraphs. So that way they're like, oh, this is great. I want more. And then they'll go and purchase.
Cool. And then also, you know, whatever email you're going to run, make sure if you're fortunate enough, I mean, if there is a deadline to it, maybe add some type of timer to it, right? So there's countdown timers you can add from your email service provider. You can certainly add a deadline funnel, you know, a little widget to your landing page. But, you know, related to that, you can do a contest, right? So we do a contest. It could be like a giveaway and then people get multiple entries. I remember when we were running our contest, we're getting leads for very cheap. And at the same time, we're also gaining a ton of YouTube subscribers too. So we kind of got the double dip there.
Number four, your email list is only going to buy so many books from you because after a while, you're just hitting the same people over and over again. So what I want you to do is go reach out to other people with similar list size or other people in your industry, promote them, and in exchange, have them promote your book. So you, that way you're not just hitting your list, other people are hitting their list for your book. And in exchange, you're hitting your list for their product, their service. In essence, it's a cross promotion.
Well, last but not least, number five, thinking about your list, to Neil's point, because your list is finite, you can't keep hitting them over and over. What you can do is you can bet that there's a portion of your list that is super, super happy with you, or that they're super fans, right? And so what you can do here is you can create ambassadors. So when you reach out, to these people, you can say, hey, I'm going to show you how I'm doing my book launch right now. You're going to have maybe, you know, you're lucky. Maybe if you can get like 10, 20, maybe 100 people or so, depending on how big your list is. Guess what? You can say, hey, I'm going to show you how to do all this. I'm going to show you my entire book launch. All I'm going to ask is that you buy maybe 10 copies of the book, or, you know, 20 copies of the book, right? That might run them $300 to $600 or maybe even $1,000. But the idea here is, if I'm showing them my entire book launch process behind the scenes, and maybe I'll give them some additional access to other stuff that I have, and I'm charging them $1,000 for it, that's going to be great, because you're getting some mini book sales. But this small group of people, these are your ambassadors. You can tell them, like, when the book's coming out, they're going to help push it, right? Whether it's, you know, with reviews, or whether they're going to tell other people. But now you have a community of people that you can call upon to help you with the big book push. So that is it for today. We're talking about books right now because my book is coming out in 3 days. All right. Levelingup.com. All right. Or go to your favorite online retailer to check it out. And we will see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.